Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff, we heard it. There are things, though, that are different when you're in person and maybe things that happened before or after he started talking. So paint the complete picture of what happened with Cam Hayward today for us.
Yeah, I mean, he was incredibly sincere in his thoughts. I mean, in some ways, as I was listening to it, there was like a lot of Hines Ward. Like, you didn't think I could do it, and I used it as motivation. And here we are, but he truly, from just his facial expressions, you could tell feels that he's undervalued. And as he said he told the team since February, and he told them when he signed it last year that he'll be back this season after he's all pro, and said there was some giggling that went on there, and he used that as a motivator and had a great year. And he did not rule out missing games, although that still seems extreme and still quite a way down the road.
Jeff, I have a lot of thoughts about this now that we've heard him talk. I think, among others, we're going to see how much, like, a lot of this is theoretical, like labor management, union discussions, but then there's like a very real world aspect. If the team ultimately thinks he's good enough and will continue to be good enough, they'll probably find a way to make it worth his while. If they don't, they won't. But my thought here is, if he really believed, if I'm going to criticize Jerry Jones, and I have, for thinking that a deal was done with Micah Parsons because they had a handshake agreement, and that's what, like, publicly Jones is going with. Hey, we shook hands. I think a deal's a deal where I come from. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the Texas right. oil man here. Then I have to be pretty critical of Cam on one front. If you said it and you meant it about, I'm coming back whenever I'm done having an all-pro season, and you didn't get it in writing, they don't have to do anything that you don't that they don't want to do. Like, you didn't get it in writing. You could have theoretically had a clause in there that it triggers an automatic contract renegotiation, a good faith one, whatever you want to call it, or it voids the rest of the deal and they start over if he makes first team all pro. They didn't do that in writing.
I think in his mind, Chris, and I get what you're saying, I think he truly believes that he signed something that he didn't believe in, and he warned them that he would be back. So he doesn't, in his mind, even though he said he understands he signed a contract, he felt like he was forced to take a pay cut because of the injuries in 2023 and did it just to get this deal done. But I think in his mind always thought, and he was asked about, well, why didn't you just sign a 1-year deal then? Or why didn't you let the contract expire?
Yeah.
And you heard what he had to say.
So what's the scuttlebutt there? Because you're around, you know, team people, you're around players, you're mm-hmm. around others who cover the team. What is the legitimate scuttlebutt on how you guys think this is going to go, Jeff?
I think it's early. I mean, he does hang out around his team. As you can imagine, from guys we've talked to and even interactions on the sidelines that we see, there's nobody looking sideways at him or staying away from him. I think they're all in his corner, as you would normally have players be in this type of situation. You saw him at the game on Saturday hanging around by Mike Tomlin. Like we haven't gotten to a point of animosity where if Mike would just be completely honest, he would say that a deal is going to get done. I'm not worried about it because this is just something that's happening right now. It's way early. And I think that's the mindset that most of the people have out there.
Let me jump in on that then. So with that answer, you're telling me most fans are hung up on this idea that there's 2 years left on the contract.
Right.
So, and he's doing it a year after asking for a deal, which is a non-starter for fans. You're making it sound like the Steelers don't have as big of an issue with those two elements. Is that right?
Well, I mean, obviously they do, or something would have been done. I think Cam said he brought it up in February to them, and nothing has happened to this point. I think they're trying to figure out how to try to make something happen. And obviously there's a lot of tentacles to this, because renegotiating with somebody with 2 years left on a contract that's not Roethlisberger, can we work something like they did with Antonio Brown, I'm sure is part of their mind. But unlike Antonio at that time, you're probably not looking for another extension for Hayward. You probably thought this was going to be it. So I think age is a complicator in this contract negotiation. Whereas if he were 30, maybe this might be different. But it's more complicated, which is why, you know, Pony, we were talking about this last night, which is why we haven't just seen something get done.
How much of the way that this ends up going one way or another do you think is going to be a reflection of how Omar Khan wants to do business versus his predecessor? I know it's been a couple of years, but I mean, Kevin's, you know, shadow still looms pretty large, how he did things. And also even Art versus, I mean, I've had multiple people, YouTube commenters, say if this was Dan, he would have already been out of here. No new deal, no nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, Dan was here for AB and the Ben extension,
right?
So, you know, yeah, I'm not buying that as much. Listen,
Omar is more of a numbers guy, and I always felt that he's not a relationships guy too. But Kevin was always kind of an old school scouting guy. Omar did the numbers, but ultimately he didn't have final say when he was just an assistant GM.
I would think that this situation, the Steelers will try to paint this as if they are to do something, which, yeah, I think most of us believe something is going to happen. That this is going to be painted as either restructuring money to a guy that's, you know, been a 10-time captain. So, listen, if you haven't been around here, or you haven't done some of the things he's done, don't come to us with 2 years left on your contract. Much like they did with Ben, of like, hey, we don't do this, but Ben's not every player.
Jeff, there's been nothing on Boswell. I mean, Hayward comes out and says these things. You're saying, you know, you think it will get done. Hayward went through a lot of details here. What's going on with Boswell?
So Boswell, unlike Cam, did actually have a jersey on today. He didn't didn't do much. But again, you don't see kickers do a lot in these cases, especially kickers that's been around as long as him. I asked him to comment, and he said no. And as he went by, he turned his head back around and said, because I know what you're going to ask me, and then kept going. Which, okay,
yeah,
I think people want to know. I mean, yes, you might know what I want to ask you, but people want to know what your situation, what are you thinking? I mean, for as much as people are probably hating Cam, at least the fact that he came to us and explained his side of it, I would hope at some point that Chris would do the same thing.
Well, I think people aren't hating on Boswell as much because they feel like he's actually at the time where, with, what, 1 year left on the deal, you would actually go and try to renegotiate something if you felt you'd outkicked your contract.
Well, he's got two.
I'm sorry, yeah, 1 year after. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right, 2 years left on the deal. Yeah, then maybe it's just a case of he's not catching as much heat because Cam is a much more high-profile player.
No, it's also because Boswell's contract he's on was not negotiated last year.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you. He did not just renegotiate. He's underpaid for his performance.
And he's probably sick of people thinking that he's you when he's not in his jersey and giving him crap for things, Mulzy.
I don't have a good rebuttal to that one. He's a better golfer than me, too, which sucks.
Well, that's because he's at Laurel Valley so much during training camp, according to Fittipaldo.
Fair point.
All right, Jeff, anything else non-contract related from the second to last day of Steelers practice that you think is worth mentioning here?
I mean, nothing major. They did kind of shells today. There was some hitting. Mason threw another couple of really nice passes, and
there you go.
One thing that was noted as well, not that he's going to beat out a Roman Wilson or somebody, but one of the coaches kind of yelled out that, man, Scotty Miller doesn't drop anything. And he made a couple of nice catches.
So he's going to be on the team.
In the seam.
Miller's going to make the team.
You kind of get that feeling. Doesn't mean he'll dress every week.
I think Robert Woods might end up being the odd man out here, Jeff.
He could be.
God, he caught a pass and went down hard, and he got up, and he looked like he was 100 years old.
I didn't recognize him. I mean, I haven't been to practice. When I saw him, I saw Woods 16. I'm like, who is this guy? That's Robert Woods? That's Bobby Trees, huh? He looks like he's on the Allen Robinson. He's in the Allen Robinson stage of his career, where you barely recognize the guy.
You're going to send him right to the glue factory?
Yeah. I'm ready for him to do podcasts. All right, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.